This is the Baltimore Sports Free For All.
The 141st Preakness Stakes, the 2016 Preakness Stakes, that is, the second jewel of the Triple Crown, the run for the Black Eyed Susans, and in my view, the most important horse racing event of the year. And you want to know why, Ray?
Why is that?
I don't know. Why don't you take a guess why that would be?
Maybe it is because that the Preakness, whoever wins this, if that horse won the Kentucky Derby.
Nyquist.
Yeah, if Nyquist wins the Preakness Stakes, then the Belmont Stakes matters. If Nyquist does not win the Preakness Stakes, then nobody cares about the Belmont Stakes.
Yep, and of course, this isn't going to be the first time that has happened, of course, because it's happened in other years. In some years, we've seen horses win both the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, but fall short of the Belmont, either because they were just outgassed or maybe trainers just wanted to hold them back.
Which is crazy, considering that the Preakness is actually shorter than the Kentucky Derby, and the Belmont is actually the longer of the races, and it seems to be the more arduous of the races, which is why up until last year, we did not see a single Triple Crown winner until the 1970s. And now we have to wonder, would we see our first back-to-back Triple Crown winner when it comes to American Pharoah? And now with this year, Nyquist, because Nyquist is going into the Preakness Stakes. Yes, horses are dropping out that were in the Kentucky Derby that are no longer in the Preakness. That happens every year, but there are also new and up-and-coming contenders that are fresh horses. See, that's the thing that a lot of people were arguing. Like, I believe it was the owner of Big Brown many years ago, the one horse that everyone thought was the hands-down winner of the Triple Crown, because he just won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness by like a mile, and then all of a sudden in the Belmont Stakes he gets gassed and then loses to a new horse that comes up out of nowhere. I think it may have been Uncle Mo, to tell you the truth, that was actually the one who defeated Big Brown in that Triple Crown. Big Brown being jockeyed by Ken DeSormo many years ago. Now no one has heard from him since. Is he still alive? Did anybody put a hit out on him, considering the fact that he did not win the Triple Crown?
Uncle Mo is actually still alive and well on a farm out there.
I'm talking about Ken DeSormo.
Oh, Ken DeSormo. Oh, yeah. No, I haven't really.
The jockey for Big Brown, because that was the one year that everyone thought he was going to be running away with it, no doubt about that, but it turns out it was not the case. It seems to happen like many, many years. I've only not heard it happen for a couple of years where a horse does not win the Preakness that won the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont Stakes does not matter. See, I'd hate to be the Belmont Stakes because, yeah, you have to rely on the Preakness. If the horse that wins the Kentucky Derby wins the Preakness, then we matter. If not, then, wow, there goes our ratings. NBC feels the same way. It's like, oh, there goes the ratings, there goes the Belmont Stakes. Back to nobody caring about horse racing.
Yep, but you also have the momentum that's going into the Pimlico race course. You have the momentum going into the two weeks after, of the Kentucky Derby, where you look at all the horses that are out there, and, for example, Nyquist is a heavy favorite going into this. Obviously, the Kentucky Derby winner is always the heavy favorite in the Preakness Stakes, the second leg of the Triple Crown. And you are right, though. Will we see our first back-to-back Triple Crown winner? It could happen. I mean, well, obviously, the last time it did happen was 1977 and 1978. 77 was Seattle Slough, and Affirmed was the 78 winner of the Triple Crown. Of course, that was a long layoff before we saw it in 2015 with American Pharoah.
We saw it every year. Who's going to win the Triple Crown? Who's going to win the Triple Crown? There seems to be a little bit less talk about it this year, but there is still some hype to see, can Nyquist actually win the Preakness and move on to the Belmont Stakes to win the Triple Crown? That's something that everybody is looking at. But, of course, he's going to have some competition. As I mentioned, there are new horses being entered into the Preakness that are more fresh than Nyquist. Nyquist arrived at Pimlico a couple of days prior to this podcast. And there were a lot of events going on at Pimlico also this past week. I mean, you had your Black Eyed Susan Day, of course, and there were a bunch of, like, conventions and pro days and different other, like, conventions that they had at Pimlico Racecourse. Man, Pimlico is just an arduous place to get out of, because there's one way in and there's one way out. It's just once you're in there, you're like trapped until everybody else leaves.
So it's kind of like Woodstock back in the 60s almost. There was probably one main road in, one main road out.
That's pretty much what I'm hinting at here with Pimlico Racecourse. But
it's the Woodstock of horse racing.
Basically, for me, I wanted to go to Preakness just once in my life just to experience it. And then after that, I'm like, okay, I've had my fill. Now I don't need to go anymore, even though I would like to check out the new Infield Fest to see, ever since they changed the infield oh so many years ago, how they made it a little bit more tame and everything else like that, where it doesn't look like post-World War II Europe in the middle of the infield. I got to admit, Josh, when I was interning for the first radio station that I ever worked for, I did not see one horse all day. I got there at like 4 o'clock in the morning and just hanging out until like 6, 7 o'clock at night, and just everything else that was happening from Pimlico, I did not see one single horse. It was something that to behold.
Well, the last time I was at Preakness was in 2009, where Rachel Alexandra won. Of course, Calvin Burrell was the Triple Crown jockey that year. Unfortunately, there was no Triple Crown horse that year.
But he was on two different horses, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And I remember being in the infield, and there was a concert. Of course, Stacy Keebler, Baltimore native, hosted the concert, and ZZ Top was the main attraction. And since I brought up Woodstock earlier, let's just say the audience smelt like Woodstock afterwards. And I'll just leave that nice.
I walked through so many marijuana rings when I was out there.
Jeez, really? You just had to throw the M word out there just like that.
Well,
I was saying Woodstock.
It's a narcotic, so I mean,
that is very true.
You have to talk about everything like that because it was
and
there.
We did talk about it on the free for all as an NFL topic.
It was there. So
yeah, it was there.
You have to acknowledge that, and also so many shirts being lifted.
Yeah, that very much so. All the piggyback rides. But enough about the infield and what the hijinks go on there. Let's talk about the horses themselves. Now, looking at the forecast before the race, of course.
It's going to rain.
It's going to rain. That's right. And looking at it right now, there's a 100% chance of rain going into Saturday day into Saturday evening. And I don't think that phases the horses much because, obviously, the horses still have to race in it no matter what. And normally, horses trust their instincts racing in adverse conditions more so than jockeys or even owners for that matter. As a matter of fact, owners, I believe, have the biggest fear of horses racing in adverse conditions because you don't want to be the owner of a horse that breaks its leg in those conditions. It happened years and years ago at Barbaro, and that was an unfortunate incident that happened in all horse racing because there were many colonists out there that said, had it not been for the injury that happened to Barbaro, Barbaro could have been your first Triple Crown winner. You have to always throw in the could have, because Barbaro won the Kentucky Derby outright before that horrific incident.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Belmont Stakes is a totally different leg of the Triple Crown, and as I've said before, there are fresher horses that get brought in from the Belmont Stakes itself. Barbaro was a very extreme case that it was all over the place of who was going to save this horse. You saw the updates about him like all throughout the month that they were trying to save him, and it was just a horrific tragedy itself that befell Barbaro, and you hope that you never have to see that again at the Preakness Stakes.
Yeah, and they were trying to, you know, keep Barbaro alive. It wasn't so much about continuing his racing career. They just wanted a healthy horse back on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in this case, Barbaro wasn't able to make it. But yeah, and keep in mind, too, it wasn't even raining that day when Barbaro had that incident. So, you know, going back to what I said, that the owner's biggest fear is a horse racing in the rain, it's just a horse being injured, period. And rain doesn't certainly help matters. So, looking at the horses that are going into the 2016 Preakness race, now, these 11 horses I'm going to name, they're not necessarily going to be the only horses in the race. Of course, Gunrunner would have been a part of this. Gunrunner has now been taken out of the race, according to his ownership there. You're going to have probably four other horses probably coming in at max. So, and usually these guys are outsiders to the race that certainly want to mix things up a little bit and make it tougher for the top five horses that are racing. So looking at the races here, obviously Nyquist is one of your main horses. So is Exaggerator. Exaggerator, by the way, was a top three horse placing in the race of the Kentucky Derby. You have Cherry Wine, Leoban, Collected, Fellowship. And Fellowship's jockey is pretty neat there because he's a purple blazer with yellow polka dots. So throwing a
Dusty?
It should have been called Dusty Road. That would have been an awesome name for the horse there. So yeah, Fellowship, if you're a wrestling fan, look out for the polka dotted jockey out there, and if you want to root for Fellowship.
Now, Leoban is an interesting situation because with Gunrunner's, you know, scratch from the Preakness Stakes,
right,
that frees up jockey Florin Corot, and now he's going to be going on Leoban. He's another son of Uncle Mo, so technically Leoban is Nyquist's brother.
So is there going to be a dramatic movie coming out 20 years from now? Brother versus brother? That would be very interesting there. And next horse is Uncle Lino. Nope, not Uncle Leo for your Seinfeld fans.
And no, he's not related to Uncle Mo.
And it's weird because I'm looking at the jockey shirt here, and it looks like a Marlin on Uncle Lino there. So that's kind of an odd concept there for Uncle Lino.
He's being ridden by a fish?
I guess so. I mean, that's looking at the Preakness.com, that looks like the case there. Of course, you got Awesome Speed, then Lonnie, then Stradivari, and then Abiding Star. So now let's look at the odds here for the 2016 Preakness odds. Nyquist is your outright favorite so far, 5-7 odods, which means if you throw in $1,000 to bet on Nyquist, and no, we are the Baltimore Sports Free For All, we do not condone betting, you have to gamble responsibly. Yeah, if you put in $1,000 for Nyquist, you're not going to win a whole lot back for those 5-7 odds, because that's how heavy of a favorite Nyquist is. Exaggerator, 9-2 favorites, so Exaggerator is probably the only contending horse on the field that has a chance to beat Nyquist. Stradivari, 12-1, Cherry Wine, 20-1, Creator is 20-1, Collected, 25-1. Dazzling Gem, who is one of the horses that wasn't listed on Preakness.com, but looks like will be racing, 25-1. Uncle Lino, 25-1. Awesome Speed, 25-1. Fellowship, 30-1. Cupid, not listed, 30-1. Lonnie, 30-1. Leoban, 40-1. And Abiding Star, 40-1. Now, let's look at the race, the predictions, what horses we think are going to place in the top three. Ray, I gave you the names. We looked at the weather forecast. Who do you think's going to win first, second, and third?
Well, I think I'm going to go with Nyquist, just because
really?
You seem to always go with the Kentucky Derby winner to win the race itself, but I will go with Exaggerator as second. For third, though, I got to go with a Bob Baffert-owned horse, and that's Collected.
So you're not going to go with the Polka Dots there and Fellowship? You don't think they're going to drop a big elbow and place in the top three there?
I don't have much faith in the Fellowship of the Ring here, right then and there, because let's just put it this way, Josh. When it rains in the mud, it's going to slow these horses down a little bit. So Nyquist, being the fastest horse at the Kentucky Derby, I believe that he will become the odds-on favorite and obviously going to win the Preakness.
Do you think there will be any controversies that are going to happen before the race?
It's going to be a photo finish. Oh, no, you're talking about before the race.
Yeah, obviously you're going to hear about main horses dropping out. Obviously, Gunrunner is totally out of the race, considering Gunrunner was a top five favorite going into the Kentucky Derby and possibly the Preakness, but now that's no longer the case.
What was that gigantic controversy that befell a horse a couple of years ago?
I believe it might have been a Kentucky Derby winner and a second place Preakness winner, or second placer at the Preakness, that didn't make it into the Belmont. And that usually happens at the Belmont. It's famous for that. But I think first, second, and third for my predictions here, I'm going to have Nyquist winning. Second place, I think, is going to be Fellowship. I think Fellowship is going to shock some horses out there and take second and kind of give Nyquist a run for his money. And third, I think, will be Exaggerator. But I'm hoping, here's what I'm hoping, and here's what Ray's hoping too. We hope no horses get hurt out there. We hope no horses act crazy at the gate, because that has happened before. And it happened at the Preakness last year, I believe. There was a horse that was out on the track, and this wasn't the main Preakness race, but it was one of the pre-races, I guess you could say, where they have the two-year-old horses come in and try to contend, and one of the horses act up at the gate, and therefore the horse had to be taken out of the race because, you know, just of personality reasons. But yeah, we hope nothing like that happens. So here we go, 2016 Preakness Stakes. Hopefully we have a Triple Crown contender going into Belmont, but if not, hey, horse racing, thank you for your money, and thank you for your ratings.
Oh, and I got the controversy too, by the way. It was California Chrome many years ago, wearing a nasal strip.
Yep, that was it right there.
And I finally got it. I was like, who is it? Now it came out of the tip of my tongue. I was like, oh, it was
California. I remember that. Performance enhancement in horse racing.
It was the nasal strip, and actually it was the California Chrome's owners, not Big Brown's owners, who were talking about how their fresh horses being brought in the Belmont Stakes, and they had some issues with it. So we shall see what is going on with the Preakness, because you want Nyquist to win, so the Belmont Stakes matter.